السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words on the eve of Ashura. All praise is for Allah, the best of praises, and all thanks be to Allah in comfort and in distress. O Allah, all praise is for you, for you have granted us prophethood and taught us the Quran, granted us a profound understanding of religion. You have enabled us to hear, see, and reflect, and have not made us of the polytheists. I do not know of any companions more loyal and better than mine, and no family members more truthful and confident than mine. Hence, may Allah grant all of you the best of rewards. And my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah, has indeed informed me that I would be called to Iraq and would arrive at a land called Amura as well as Karbala. And he informed me that I would be martyred here, and the time has already approached. Beware that I believe that the enemies will start the war tomorrow, and that I have absolved you of your obligation, so all of you may leave with no obligation to me. Use the darkness of night to depart. Let any one of you take one of my family members so that Allah may reward you all and so that you may become dispersed in your towns and your cities. This is because the enemies only want me. And if they have caught me, they will forget about anybody else. Hence, make the most of this opportunity. Your family have suffered enough with the killing of Muslim. Return home. I give you permission. Tomorrow I will be slain, and all of you will be slain together with me. Nobody will survive, even Al-Qasim and Abdullah al-Radi.
السلام عليك يا وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon Al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the low tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخبا. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبين استعين. السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani explaining some aspects of the context of the Ashura incident to you. We know that on the eve of Ashura, and especially from the evening of the day Tasu'a up to the next day, that is up to the day of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam delivers several speeches in this regard, regarding his movement. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when it was already night, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam collected his companions in a very large tent over there. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam informed his companions that in a very short nap, he dreamt the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and told him to hurry up to him because the whole divine paradise would be waiting for him. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam explained it to his companions that so long as they would be steadfast in that way, the reward, the certain reward would be nothing but the divine paradise. And then we find that on the same night, on the eve of Ashura, we find that some of enemy soldiers joined Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because some of them knew well and understood that the Umayyad side was busy with merrymaking. However, the side of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was all concerned with and busy with performing the prayers, performing salat, reciting the Holy Quran, and so on. So those members of the Umayyad side knew well that, the rightful side was the side of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It must be indicated that within the whole Battle of Karbala, both before the day of Ashura and on the eve of Ashura and on the day of Ashura, some of the enemy soldiers joined Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. However, you can't find even a single instance of one of the members of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to join the enemy side. And it indicates that the magnet of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was so powerful that he attracted some of the enemy soldiers to it. As-salamu alayki, Abu Abdullah. Thank you. As-salamu alayki, ya.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني